All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, we all heard the news yesterday that the New York Yankees and Alex Rodriguez were going to have a press conference today, and the writing appeared to be on the wall, and it really was not a secret from the way that the messages came down that Alex Rodriguez is going to retire. And in actuality, August 12th, this Friday, will be his final game as the Yankees take on the Tampa Bay Rays. And A-Rod came out. He had a statement prepared today. Of course, Brian Cashman, the Yankees general manager, had his press conference as well. And the Yankees can spin it in any way, shape, or form that they want, that they did not have their hand in this. The Yankees basically told A-Rod, we don't want you anymore. And you look at the fact that A-Rod is a 40-year-old designated hitter and he's not getting it done. This season, in 62 games, Rodriguez is batting .204 with 9 home runs and 29 runs batted in. And you look at the headache that A-Rod has caused the Yankees over the years. Of course, there was that big trade back in 2004 for the Yankees to acquire Rodriguez from the Texas Rangers. They took on the majority of his salary. They would go on to give him a 10-year extension following the 2008 MLB season. And it was a situation the Yankees felt that this was going to be the guy that was going to be breaking all of the home run and batting records, and he was the clean guy. And then, of course, the steroid issues came out, and Rodriguez would miss the entire 2014 season as he was suspended by Major League Baseball in his role in the Biogenesis scandal. Now, honestly, and I said it before last year, the Yankees really came into this thing in 2015 looking to cut ties with A-Rod then. But you look at the season that he had. He batted .250, but he had 33 home runs and 86 runs batted in last year for the Yankees, and he helped the Bronx Bombers win the first wild card spot in the American League. And it was a situation the Yankees really, they didn't have a choice. And of course, A-Rod came out this year. He was putrid at best, and the Yankees simply said, you know what, we are paying you to go away. Now, Rodriguez will be a special advisor to the Yankees for the remainder of this year as through 2017, as the Yankees are paying him the rest of his money. And I think, you know, the Yankees are trying to save face somewhat, because they could simply just cut a check and say, you know what, go away. We don't want anything to do with you. But you know what? They're giving him his money. And on top of that, they're giving him a job. And I mean, make no mistake about it, Alex Rodriguez is simply a guy that either you love or you hate. He was the first overall pick by the Seattle Mariners of the 1993 MLB draft. He came up in 1994. He played in 17 games that year for the Mariners, but he really came into his own in 1996. He finished second in the MVP voting that year. He had 36 home runs, 123 runs batted in, along with a .358 batting average, which was tops in the American League. Then, to me, I think the worst thing that A-Rod could have done throughout his career was sign that big contract with the Texas Rangers back in 2001. Because you look at it, and Rodriguez was scheduled to hit free agency, and the closest bid, the Texas Rangers really outbid themselves by more than $100 million. That's what it came down to. And if you're Rodriguez, what do? You're never going to see that type of money again. So, of course, he signed his name on the dotted line. But as soon as A-Rod signed that big $252 million contract with the Rangers, he became public enemy number one. Everybody loved Rodriguez before that. But when he got that type of salary, people were turning heads and they were raising eyebrows. And then, of course, when he came to the Yankees, it was a situation. Obviously, it was Derek Jeter's team, and there was nothing that A-Rod could have done that was going to make him outshine Jeter. I mean, you go back to 2004 and the New York papers had a field day criticizing Rodriguez, and he still had a solid season. A-Rod batted .286 with 36 home runs and 106 runs batted in as he helped the Yankees win the American League East. Now, of course, New York was up 3-0 in the ALCS against the Boston Red Sox, and they would proceed to lose the next four. And, of course, who became the whipping boy for the New York sports papers but Rodriguez? Rodriguez would go on to continuously put up great numbers in the regular season, but he would struggle in the postseason until 2009 when he was able to help the Yankees win the World Series. And it was something at that point, Yankee fans finally began to warm up to him. But you look at all the issues with the steroids, and he's been a guy that, plain and simple, he's been a lightning rod of controversy. He's brought a lot of this on himself. So, I mean, you can't just sit up there and completely feel sorry for A-Rod. And it's going to be an interesting situation how he is greeted throughout his final week as a player in Major League Baseball. Of course, the Yankees are on the road this week against the Boston Red Sox. And you know the Fenway faithful more than likely are going to let him have it, because let's not forget, there was a trade on the table back in 2003 for the Rangers to trade A-Rod to the Red Sox, and that fell through, and he ended up going to the Yankees. I mean, he's played his entire career with the in the American League, but you look at his flirtation with the Red Sox and, of course, his flirtation with the New York Mets, and then, of course, former Mets general manager Steve Phillips brought out some of A-Rod's contract demands afterwards, after the failed negotiations with both sides. And, you know, it's simply... It just added to the legacy that A-Rod is not a likable guy. Now, of course, after his suspension, he tried to come back and be a friendlier A-Rod in the twilight of his career, but most people don't see him like that. You look at his former teammate in Derek Jeter. Jeter came out today and made a statement to congratulate Miami Marlins outfielder Ichiro Suzuki on getting his 3,000th hit, but he's been very mum on Alex Rodriguez's announcement that he's retiring. And it's going to be interesting to see this week how much pomp and circumstance that the New York Yankees are going to bring out for Rodriguez. I mean, he has been a very enigmatic player. You're talking about a guy that has 696 home runs, but most people are going to put a huge asterisk next to that due to the fact to his links with performance enhancing drugs. And I think, you know, he's one of the poster boys of the PED era. And I mean, obviously he's not going to get into the Hall of Fame, because I don't even see 10% of the writers voting for Rodriguez, more or less the 75% that he needs for election to Cooperstown. But I mean, he's a guy, it's really tough to find the proper words to describe him, because to me, I really think there's none like him. He's one of the guys, plain and simple, that you love him or hate him. And unfortunately for Rodriguez, most people hate him, but a lot of that was self-inflicted. So folks, that's going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single-A affiliate of the New York Mets. And you can check out all of the fun and excitement this summer down at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there's a Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.